America Online, the world's biggest internet service provider, announced today that it expects its advertising revenues to drop by up to 50% next year. So AOL will scale back on the freebie discs it uses to lure new customers, aggressively push its higher-cost broadband services, and offer exclusive content from some of the magazines owned by Time Warner, its corporate parent at AOL Time Warner. David Kirkpatrick has been covering AOL for the New York Times. He joins us from New York. David Kirkpatrick, it sounds as if AOL has made some pretty dramatic moves. What exactly is the company trying to achieve here?
They have made some dramatic moves. And in other ways, they're sticking to the same kinds of things that have served them so well in the past. Basically, what they're saying is their current core business that's been so profitable for them in recent years, providing internet access over phone lines, low-speed internet access centered on email and instant messaging, that's going to fade. Growth is now starting to slow, and they foresee a time in the next few years when the number of people who are accessing the internet that way is going to begin to decline. So what they're doing is they're doing two new things. They're betting that people are going to go to broadband or high-speed access, and that they'll be willing to pay a considerable amount of money each month to do it. Right now, it costs about $40 a month to get higher-speed access.
What are the risks? I'm sorry.
The second thing they're doing is they're betting that on top of that, even after you pay to get high-speed access from somebody, you will be willing to pay even more, $15 extra, to get AOL, to get their suite of email and instant messaging and magazine content or whatever other content they can put together. And that is rather a radical thing to claim for a website. So far, there have been a ton of efforts. There have been many, many efforts to get people to pay for content online, and almost none of them have been successful.
Well, you get all these new services, as you were just mentioning. You get CNN, you get HBO on the computer, but you also have to pay more. And surely any time that a big provider asks customers to do that, there are risks involved.
Yes, but what is perhaps the most interesting thing that AOL is doing is they're weaving together some of this new media that they're making available with their tried-and-true community services, email, instant messaging, chat, so that in the future on AOL with their next software, you will be able to more easily be watching a video or a clip of a movie while at the same time chatting with your friends about it, or you'll be able to instant message that video clip and they'll watch it in the message and write back to you, and then you guys can talk about it, and with another click, you can buy tickets at your local theater.
It sounds like you think it's a successful strategy.
Well, I wouldn't go that far, but I think that of all the things they've announced, the stuff that works to fuse that entertainment media with the community elements is probably the thing that's going to be the most promising for them, because a lot of the other content that they're talking about, well, as I said, so far nobody wants to pay for content online. But second of all, a lot of the content that they're talking about is sort of promotional in nature. They're talking about letting you pay $15 a month to see a clip from a movie that's coming up from Warner Brothers, or a clip from a program that's coming up on HBO, or a little bit of additional content that has to do with the plot of the show Smallville on Warner Brothers.
David, has advertising in general on the internet been a bit of a disappointment? It was going to be one of the things that really floated it at the outset.
Well, they have strong feelings about that. The short answer is yes. After an enormous boom in the late 90s, it really fell off a cliff, and it took AOL's revenue and profits with it. But now they're saying that if you have some reasonable expectations, they'll be able to start once again to regrow their advertising revenue by 10%, 20% a year. So their view is it's not over. They'll still be advertising on the web, but it won't be the cash cow that people thought it was.
And they want to make their investors happy.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
David Kirkpatrick covers AOL for the New York Times, and he joined us from New York.